Kiman Ozlo Hoshmateto the Rav. The Chura, who does Rav go like? That Rav says you Bedavka have to say that you want her to use the money and eat with it to buy food. That's the only time it's good. As Kiman Ozlo Hoshmateto the Rav. The Chura Krabi Meir. The Chura goes like Krabi Meir Shita. The Yoma Yadisha Kiyad Baila. That usually the klal is Yad Isha Kiyad Baila. Whatever is in the yad of the Isha automatically goes to the yad of the Baal. So the Ran says, Yom Perakam and the Kedushin, Kabi Yevet Kenan, the Yad Eve Kiyad Rabbi Dami, what in the Yad Isha, to have a Yad Kiyad Baila. That whatever you give to your wife is automatically given over to the husband. So therefore, you can't stand give her money that she can do whatever she wants with it, because whatever she does with the money automatically will go back to the husband. Therefore, Ran says the only answer is that she has to take the money and buy food with it, and she eats it. If she eats the food, that's called she's having enjoyment from the money and not her husband. Why? Because Rav holds otherwise, the klal is Yad Isha, the hand of your wife, is Kiyad Baila. And this the Gemara says a Raminu. If that's the pshat, in Rav, have a kasha. There's a Mishnah in Erevin that says, Ketzad Mishtat Fim B'movi. Hanilcha Shabbos, if you want to be able to carry out from a movi, like a private street, you want to be able to carry from your house, from your chutzor, into the private street. So you have to make a shtufim voice. And everybody gets together, like it all belongs to one person. And therefore, you let it carry out from your house into the movi. But the Ran says, movi means shechatzeres psuchas atoichai. And usually there's a house, then there's a yard in front of the house, and then the yard opens up into the street. So chalachas v'yachas aseres loitzi kelim sheshiftoi b'movi derech achotzer. You can't carry a keli from a movi into a chotzer until they make a shtufim of voice. Now, how do they make a shtufim of voice? How do they make it all like one big rishus? Ketzad mishtafim b'movi. So it says, meniyach es achovis. You have to put down the barrel of wine. The Ran says, shoyayin sheyakil mishutfim boi. Kedei sheyamovi rishus echel kulam. They all like put the wine together in one barrel. So it's like they all own it together. That's the way you make a shtufim of voice. For Yemen, you have to say, HaRezeh L'chol B'nei Movi. That this wine, like, belongs to everybody in the Movi. So everybody's being mishtatav, everybody's giving something in the Movi. In the Shtufay, in this Erev. U'mezakelen ha'idei avdoi u'shifchosoi ho'ivrim. And the owner that owns the wine, he can be mezakel, let his Eved Ivri, or let his Shifcha pick up the wine, and then mezakel the wine for everybody in the Movi. If he has an older son or an older daughter also, he could tell them to pick up this barrel of wine, and they're kind of this wine for everybody in the movie. The husband could also tell his wife, listen, I want you to pick up this barrel of wine, like you be kind of the wine, and you have that to be mezakir to everybody else in the movie. Because shtufim voice means everybody like gives a portion of wine, they put it together in one chutzer. And it's like everybody is living over there. It's only like one owner. So if one person owns everything, then you're allowed to carry out from one rishus to another rishus. So that's the etzer over here. You can either give it to your avodim ivrim, or else your older children, or else your own wife. But a husband to give the eruv to his wife, that his wife has the right to be mezakrit to other people. Now the question is, V'yamrit kona yasain baila. If you want to tell me that the Yad Isha is Kiyad Baila, that whatever is in the wife's hand, it's like in the husband's hand. So then when the husband owns the wine, and he wants to be mezakeh this wine to other people, he can't give it to his wife to be mezakeh, because it never left his rishus. The lachur is something you own. You can't stand say, I'm mezakeh it to other people. You can't stand give it over to somebody else. Somebody else has to do a ma'aseh kinyan. Either the person you want to give it to, he has the right to come and make the ma'aseh kinyan, or else you could call in a third party, tell this third person to make a ma'aseh kinyan, when he's kind of the svar is migu the zochel nafshei, zochel acherim, since he could, if he wants to, could get it for himself, so therefore he has the right to take it away for somebody else also. But the question is, how could you tell your wife to do that, if when it goes into your wife's hands, it's like back in your hands again, so it never left the owner's hands, it never left the Baalim's hand. So just like the owner, the Baal himself, can't be mezakeh this to other people, the Chura's wife should also not be able to. So Gratzakash and Rav, the Chura here from the Smishta, Mavoyis, of Shtufim Mavoyis, this Erev here, we see you don't say Yad Ishik Yad Vaila. Slagasha. V'yarmad, if you want to tell me now, Kono Yasain Vaila, that whatever's in the wife's hands is like in the husband's hand, he's kinder it. If so, Erev, Loi Nofik Meshus HaDabal, the Erev did not go out of the Meshus HaDabal, so how could there be such a Mezaka? How could he be Mezaka with Lacherim? Usually the case when you want to be Mezaka, what you own, you want to give away to somebody else, somebody else has to make the Maisa Kinyan. You can't pick it up for somebody else. So how could you let your wife pick it up and be kinder for other people if your wife's hand is like your hand? So what's the question, Rav? Here you see, the wife's hand is not like your hand. That the one says, the chivon, the ein yad liisha, since your wife doesn't have her own hand, beloy baila, without a husband, adayin achavis b'shusai, the barrel is still in the shus of the husband, and the other people in the Mavi are not craning it. So then why does this shit, why does this Arab help? So my answer is, oh my Rabbi, Rabbi answers, ah, fagav to Yom Rabbi Meir, Yad Isha, ki Yad Baila, even though Kol HaTorah, usually, by Kedushin Bad Alochis, we hold that the hand of your wife is considered like the husband himself, whatever the wife owns is still belonging to the husband, Yad Isha, ki Yad Baila. But Rmeida Rabbi Meir Linyan Shituf. Rabbi Meir agrees by this halach of Erev, of Eruvei Mavois. When you want to make an Erev to be able to carry in the Movi itself from one chatzah, from one courtyard to another courtyard, here he agrees that you do not say Yad Ishik Yad Baila. You do not say your wife's hands is like the husband. Why? Techivon l'schusta lacherim hu, miyad baila zachya. That since what she's doing is a schus for everybody else, like it's only something good for everybody to be able to get this Erev, so therefore the wife could also do it. So Ran says like this, Moide Rabbi Meir Linyan Shituf, Techivon L'schus L'Acherim Hu, Kivon D'Nofik Miad Baila Zachya. Tenehi D'Yom Rabbi Meir D'Yen Kinyin L'Yisha B'Lai Baila, even though usually Rabbi Meir says, here's the first one of the big lines, even though usually Rabbi Meir says, a wife cannot have anything without a husband. That's only if somebody else gives your wife a present, it goes automatically to the husband. Agrees. That if the husband gives a present to his wife, then your wife could be kind of the present. And the husband does not get Paris from it. In other words, Ramey agrees that if the husband himself gives a present to his wife, then his wife could get it. It's only Yad Ishik Yad Baila means if somebody else gives your wife a present, it automatically goes back to the husband. But if it starts out by the husband, and he himself gives his wife a present, that's called a good present, that the wife owns it, that could go out of the reshus of the husband. See here also, since the husband himself has taken this barrel of wine, and he wants to take it out of his reshus, and give it away to other people, and the only way he could be mezakra to other people is through his wife, that's the way he wants to do it. So when he gives it over to his wife could be kind of the wine. Here there's no chsorah from Yad Ishik Yad Baila, because it's not something that's coming into the reshus of the baal, but the opposite. The husband already has this wine, and now he wants to take it out of his reshus. He wants other people to have it. So he's giving it to his wife to be mezakirah to other people. So then Taka, the wife, really could have it, and therefore here, by shtufa mevoyis, she could do this. She could be zaycha for everybody else in the mavui, the wine. That's Rava's teretz. On my Rava, Afagadim Rav Meir Yadishik Yad Baila, Moedi Rabbi Meir Linyan Shituf, Techivin Leschus Lacherimu, she's getting it now to give it away, Miyad Baila Zachya, that then a wife could be Zaycha from a husband. This the Gemara says, Eisvei Revin L'Ravashi. So the Ran says, Lav Lasuvei L'Rava, it's not really coming to the Antakash and Rava here. The beloy rova nami kasha mastis nadodi. Elimitchi perkin the rova os lemirmi mastis nadodi. It just means we'll ask a stira here. We have a stira in brises. So yes, like this. Eisvei Ravin le Ravashi. Ravin has a kasha to Ravashi. It says, Eilu she zochen hen ayidei binoi ulbite hagdolim. These are the things that you could be mezakra to other people through your older son, your older daughter. The avdoi v'shivchos ha'yivrim. If you have an Eved Ivri or a Shivcha Miznom Avriya, you can be mezakra to other people through them. The Elu, these are cases. Shein Zakoyim Lehem, Ayidei Benoi. The Elu Shein Zakoyim Hen. And these are the people that you cannot be mezakra through them to other people. Who can't you do it with? Ayidei Benoi Yubiti Aksanim. If you have your young children, the young children, their sin is still like you, you can't give it away through them. The avdoi v'shivchosa knanim, and evet knani, a shivcha knanis, also you can't give it away through them. They're not in the pasha of schia yet. Since they're not a Yisroel gomer, they don't have the pasha of schia. The yishtoi, and there the brisa says clearly, even your own wife. So here this brisa is forkert from the Mishnah Nevin. Here the brisa says, if you want to give away something to other people, you cannot give it to your wife to be mezakra to other people. So you see, your wife is no good. So it's a stira. Before the Mishnah Nervin said, yes, if the husband owns the whole barrel of wine, and now he wants to be mezakra to everybody else in the Mavui, he can be mezakra to other people through his wife. And the other Bryce says, he can't do it through your wife. So Kurt Sestira. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher answers like this. Mas Nisin, the Mishnah Nervin, Peshiesh Lechotzer, Peyosem Mavui Askinen. We're talking about where your wife owns a chotzer, owns a courtyard in this street. Your wife owns her own house, like over there. So then the svar is, Temigo de Zachil Anafsho, Zachil Achrini. Since your wife, she also has to have a portion of the wine, because she also owns a chotzer in this movie. So the way you make a shtufe mavoyis, an erev by the mavoyis, is everybody in the movie has to own a part of this wine. Like, it has to be considered every one of them is giving some of the wine. So therefore, since your wife owns a chatzar in this mavi, so therefore, when you give her the wine to be mezaka to other people, here it's good. Because it's the new svara of migu de zochel anafshei, zochel achrini. Since she can be zecha for herself, the fact she can take it for herself, that's why she can give it away to other people also. And the Ran says, Elo Amar Rav Ashi. Alright, turn over. Yelo Amar Rav Ashi, ki ketoni mezaka lemayde ishtoi dafke b'sheish lechotzer b'yosemavi, where your wife also owns a courtyard in this street. V'goyin shenoflo lo b'yerusha. How is it the case that she got a yerusha? V'yoyda rusa, when she only was married without nisuyin, so she keeps it. V'kosov lo b'yoyda rusa dinu dvarim ein li b'nechsecha. And the husband wrote to a guarantee he's not going to take away his her property. V'chiyagav no mahanya. So we're talking about that your wife owns a courtyard, a chotzer in this block. Therefore, the svari is demigu the zochel anashay. Since she has the right to be zochel in this wine for her own chotzer, laate chatzera is the babal shenosa maton liyishtoi. Afilu rameya moedid yeshlo yad. When the husband gives her something for herself, then like we said before, Rabbi Meir agrees she has a yad to get it. Here also, since the husband could give it to her for her own use, she's kinder it. Therefore, the svara is migu that she's zeicher for herself. Who are then she can be zeicher for other people also? Yeah. So then the run goes to Sharla. How do we paskin like that? Once some shoot this old paskin like Shmuel, that Shmuel Saka says Yadisha, Yadisha is not kiyad baila. Start the Mishnah. The pasuk says, "V'neder almona ugrusha yakam alei." That if a lady that's an almona, she has no husband, or else she's a grusha. So then, if she makes the neder is a good neder. There's no husband to be made for the nedarim. So any neder she makes then is a good neder. Ketzad, Omro she says, "Harenin nizir liachas leishem yoyim." Avo pisha nistes v'teich lamed yoyim. Even though she gets married to another husband within 30 days. And the Yochel HaOfer, the new husband can't be made for it. Because at the time when she made the neder, she was a Gerusha, or she was an Amona, so therefore no husband can be made for these nedarim. What about Nodra Vibra Shus HaBal? Let's say she made a neder and she was still married.
Meifolo. Then the husband could be meifol in Adorim.
Kate said, what's the case?
Omro, she says, Harena Nizivu Lachad Lamit. She makes a neder that within that at the end of 30 days, she wants to become a Nizira.
Afa Pishanis Almano, or Nizgasha Batech Lamit, even though she became an Amono, or else she got a get Tech Lamit, Hare Ze Mufur.
The Afora still helps, as if when the husband heard about the neder, he said Mufur before.
So even though the neder is first supposed to take place 30 days later, and later after these 30 days, she's not married anymore, but so what?
Since when the husband heard about it, at that time they were still married, the husband has a right to be made for that neder.
Nodru boy b'yom, let's say she makes a neder today. When his garsha boy b'yom, and she received the get today.
Herzira boy b'yom, then he remarried her again.
Is any yachal offer? Then the husband can't be made for that neder.
Zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol she yotzlu shesatz mashrachas.
Once there was one time, one second, that she was free in her own rishus,
is any yachal offer? Then the husband can't be made for that neder anymore.
So again, when she made the neder in the morning, they were married. And the husband heard about it. And then in the middle of the day, he gave her a get. So even though two hours later, he remarries her again, now we cannot be made for that neder anymore. Because since the 2 hours in between, when she was in the gereshus, at that time, she was in her own rishus, she had nothing to do with the husband anymore. So since she went out of the husband's rishus, even for 1 second, then the husband cannot be made for the nether anymore. Therefore, this nether has no hafar.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding off pei ches on the base by the Mishnah. We'll say the Mishnah over again. The pasuk says, "V'neder almona ugrusha yakam alei." If an isha that's an almona, she lost a husband. Rashi became a grusha. If she makes a neder, yokum alei, the neder stays with her. In other words, she has no husband, and she has no, the father can't do it anymore. So there's nobody to be made for the neder. The neder stays. Unless she goes to a regular chacham to be matter the neder. Ketzad, what's pshan this posik? Techidishid, let's say, Omro, she says, Harein in Nizira liachash leishem yoim. She says right now that she wants to become a Nazira after 30 days. Now, even though she gets married during these 30 days, and when the Nazira says Chal, when the Chalois comes in 30 days, she's already married then, she has a husband, still ain't a Yochel Hofer. The husband has no right to be made for that Neder. Why? Because our Mishnah holds, you go Bosse B'Shas Amira, at the time when she made the Neder. When she made the neder, she was still an amona. She lost her first husband. She doesn't have a husband now. So at the time when she made the neder, she did not have a husband. Therefore, even though she gets married 10 days later, and the nazir is his first chal in another 20 days, so what? The husband then cannot be mater the nazirus, because she made the neder before she was married.